Her thought is, love not the world. And I'm going to take a reading from Romans chapter 7. I don't think it's really that hard to understand Paul's reading there. It's just difficult reading. What Paul's talking about is him having a hard time separating the spirit and the flesh. And Jeff Likens has that same hard time. And I want to say this before we get very far. We'll go over and take our text out of 1 John in chapter 2 and 15. But everything about loving the world is not wrong. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so we can love sinners. We can love God's creation. But the things of the world will do with lust. And we'll try to finish up with that. But that's where Paul had a hard time. I ain't going to lie. That's where Jeff Likens has a hard time. And I believe if you'll be honest, that's where you're going to have a hard time. We'll find out it has to do with pride. It has to do with desires or thoughts and all these things. And the Apostle Paul, as good a man as he was, and he was a good one, he had a problem with it. And so do I. And that's, as we try to get ready for this revival, I hope and pray maybe this week we would let go of some of those things to do with the world and focus on loving God. And loving our brothers and sisters, loving lost people, and try to get ourselves in a shape that we would not be so concerned about all the other things just for a little while. And we get more focused and we get tuned in with him that we might see revival. So y'all pray for us. I won't do good. I've never done good. I'm not a good reader. Brother Lyron stands up here and he reads so pretty. In Sunday school, it's so like Marty about singing. If I could sing like Marty, I'd sing everywhere I went. And if I could read like him, I wouldn't mind reading so bad. But I'm not very good at it. And so I do the best I can. So as I stumble through this, you just know that I'm doing the best I can. And because I went over this probably 50 times this week. And I've even read it out loud. My wife, I know she's got tired of hearing me. But the Word of God's important. Amen. And I want to do the best I can in reading it. Amen. So here we go. We're going to give it a whirl. Lord help us. And starting in the 15th verse in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul doing the speaking. Before we get started, get the waterworks dried up where I can see it. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, and that it is good. Not then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, and that's what he's talking about, dwelleth no good thing. For to the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. I find then the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So I want to say this, that the mind is not always carnal against God. There is called a thing you'll find in Romans chapter 8, a spiritual mind. And we're to be spiritually minded. And if we would be spiritually minded, we would come near serving the things of God, not of the flesh. So I want to go over here. I done mentioned in 1 John, and we're going to read one verse, and if good Lord be willing, we'll come back later and read more. But in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And boy, I'm going to tell you right now, I've had some hard times with that alone. It says, love not the world and the things that are in the world. Now, I've done mentioned it ain't everything. We can love some things of the world. God loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. So we can love lost people. I believe we can love the creation. I believe there's a lot of things about the world we can love. But the things that the world does, we're to separate ourselves from it. And he said, if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. And boy, that's one I've had a hard time with. And I pray I feel like he showed me a little bit about that. I might understand a little more. That's not where our thought is, but I think it's important that we bring these things out if we do have some understanding about it. But I don't know about you, but I have loved the world. I still, from time to time, love the things of this world. There's still times it'd be hard to tell if I was a preacher or if I'm of the world. I'm just being honest. I pray that I'm not that way, but you got to be honest about it. So today I know that I've loved the world, and I probably am going to continue along the way. I pray I don't, but I'll probably continue along the way to love the world. And it says, but if you do that, the love of the Father's not in you. And I believe this is where I stand on it. I believe in all my heart how God chastises those that are his. If you're his child, he's going to chastise you. And if you go out and take a part of all the things of the world and there's no chastisement, then you're bastards and not children. So if you love the world and you could just go out here and take a part in it and always love the world and never be chastised, then the love of the Father is not in you. If you can just go about it and it does not bother you one bit to go out and take a part of being a drunkard, I'll just be honest with you. I've been times when I was a young man after I was saved, when I was 14 years old, I'd drive by Rocky Mountain Missionary Baptist Church and I'd be ashamed. I was guilty, convicted of the life I was living. It may not have ever bothered you, but it bothered me. I want you to realize today, if you can do these things and it does not bother you, then the love of the Father's not in you. He's not dwelling in you. There should be a battle there. That's what Paul was talking about. A battle between the spirit that dwells in you, which is God, and the flesh, which is of the devil. It's of this earth. It's fleshly. It's of the world. It's going to want to do those things. I tell you right now, I hate sin, but I've not lived my life like I do. You might as well be honest. If we truly hated sin, we would stay away from it. We'd get as far away from it as we possibly could. But the truth of the matter is we love it. And we love sin and we want to take a part of it. We want to be as much of it as we can without getting too many whoopings. That's just the way we are. Little Harvey Doodle, that's what we call him, Harvey Doodle. His name's Harvey Ruble. He got in trouble the other day, and I can't spank that boy. I just can't do it. But I took him in there and I laid him down to bed. He was misbehaving. I laid him in yonder. And he looked at me and he just quivered. He looked up at me and just like right there. He couldn't believe Papa was doing that to him. It broke that boy's heart. I want you to know God has set me in time out a few times. He set me off by myself and let me consider what I have done. He worked on me. He spanked me a little bit. There's been a few times he has actually brought the rod out and whooped me because he loves me. We're not to be of this world. We're in it. That's what he prayed. When he prayed to the Father, he said, Father, he said, they're in this world just as I'm in this world. But he said, don't let them be of this world. No man can serve God and the flesh or mammon. You'll either hate the one and cleave to the other, or you'll cleave to one and hate the other. We cannot serve God and mammon. So we are in a battle constantly. And I'm afraid the flesh wins more than the spirit does often. I'm afraid we do love the world. I talked about earlier about how we shouldn't just get up and how things used to be. There is some things about how things used to be I miss. I believe we can still have services just like we used to. I've seen it. I'll be honest with you. I've seen a service or two here or three along the way. I never saw one like them in Rocky Mountain growing up. And that's the truth. I've seen this place shake just like it was mentioned earlier. I seen that man step out from a pew back here one day, and when he did, this place just rocked and rolled. It just blew up. And I've seen a time on a Friday night, we come in here one time for the youth revival, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, the Spirit of God come in, and this place exploded. And I've seen it happen more than that. And I don't ever remember, I'm just being honest, I don't ever remember as a boy seeing things like that at Rocky Mountain. I don't. I remember some shouting going on. I remember some praying. But I don't ever remember the foundation shaking. But I tell you what I do remember. I remember men and women living their lives accordingly. I remember men that wouldn't say bad language. I remember men that didn't drink, that didn't beat their wives. I remember men that thought more of their neighbor than did themselves. I remember when somebody would get down and they'd have some health problems of some sort, people going and getting their crops in. I remember them not having to worry about whether their next meal come from. I remember godly men and women that wasn't so caught up in the world, and somehow or another, things just changed through time. We've all got so caught up in the world that we don't even notice it anymore. That we actually love the world. We love sin and it don't even bother us anymore. It gets to the point that I want you to realize you can get to a point you're so numb, you can't feel nothing. We love the world. I love the world. We love money. Y'all heard me tell it before, and I'm going to tell it again today. I don't know, it's probably 20 years ago now, maybe 25, that you little boy's done grown. I was working down in Hartsville. I couldn't get no help. I don't know the kind of help you can get if you're, you know, like somebody like me who's self-employed. Most of the time they couldn't pass a drug test somewhere else, or they never would show up. I just couldn't get no help. It was a Friday. I was trying to finish the job up. I needed to get paid. I needed the money. I needed to pay my bills. I was down there. I was working by myself, rocking, digging field lines. And back in, all I had was old eye level and a pole, and I'd dig a wall. I'd hop out of that backhoe. I'd set that pole an inch. I'd run over here 100 foot. I would look through it. If it lacked 2 inches, I'd go hop back on that backhoe, move my pole, dig to what I hoped was 2 inches, hop off the backhoe, stand that pole up, run 100 foot, go back and look. If it was right, I'd get on the backhoe and move. If it wasn't, I'd dig more. And then when I get done with that, then I'd put my pipe in the ditch. I'd go out there and lay my pipe, take a metal stake, drive it in there to hold the pipe up off the floor, off the ground. Get in the backhoe, get a bucket of rock, go over and dump it out. You ask this man, you can't tell what you're dumping down the ditch. You get out, there'll be a pile on this side up there on top of the ground. This side ain't nothing. You grab a shovel, you level that up the best you can get it. If you get it leveled, you got enough in it. You take your pole, set it on the rock, go 100 foot, come back and look through it. Run to death. A little boy, about the size of Eli. I'm up on a hill. I thought by myself, he comes strolling up through there. Just sits down and starts watching me. It was on a Friday school day. I'm mad. I'm hot. I ain't gonna lie to you. Help didn't show up. I'm running myself to death. Got to get paid. I got to pay my bills. That little boy was just sitting there watching me run myself to death. I finally went over and I just sit down. I said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm watching you. I said, why ain't you in school? He said, well, I forget what the reason was now. I said, don't you listen to me. I go to preacher mode, lecture mode, daddy mode. You listen to me, son. Don't you be like me. You get you an education. Don't you find yourself out here digging ditches someday, working yourself to death, trying to make a living. You get your education where you can make good money and you won't ever have to do nothing like this. That little bitty boy, out of the mouth of babes, he looks up to me and he said, my Bible, mister, he said, my Bible tells me the love of money is the root of all evil. I fell down in that ditch. I began to pray. God sent so many little children to me in my life to let me know when it's right and when it's wrong. We love money. We love what it'll do for us. We love the toys we can get out of it. We love our homes that we get out of it. We love our boats. We love our cars. We love money, and it's the root of all evil. I want you to know, we love not the world. We love food. I do. And we know overeating is a sin. It is. You say, well, Brother Jeff, that sin just don't do as much damage as others. If you die of a heart attack when you're 40 years old and you leave your wife and your children, how much damage did it do? So we know we ain't supposed to do it. The Bible tells us plainly, if we look upon a woman and lust, we've committed adultery already in her heart. We love these type of things. We love the world. Some people love alcohol. Some people love drugs. Some people love food. Some people love those type of other type of activities. We all love the world. And that's just the truth about it. So, how do we stop
loving the world. After I owned my call to preach, I've probably more read now than I was then. I probably experienced a lot more now than I did then. I didn't know how to handle anything then. But you know what I had then that I don't have now? I totally depended on him. Because I was scared to death. Every time I'd stand up there, I was scared absolutely to death to do anything. To say a word, to say anything. My life, I totally depended on him in my household. There was times, once again, that it looked like I didn't know how I was going to make it. She didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I totally trusted in him, and he never failed me. As I went along, I've lost some of that. We call it zeal. You can call it zeal if you want to. I just call it trusting in the Lord. There was a time for a lot of us that we trusted the Lord a lot more than we do right now. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I prayed all week about this right here. It just don't seem like something suitable for a revival. But if it 'll help somebody get theirself in shape. Amen. Before we start meeting Friday night. I don't mind getting up here and telling you some of my mistakes. So I still trust him, but I don't believe it's like it once was. I'm just being honest. I did stand on him. I trusted in him in everything. If something was coming up, I'd pray about it, I'd pray about it, and I'd pray about it again. So I knew I got an answer. I'll pray about things now, but a lot of times I don't ever get the answer. Just go on about my business. And if I don't, I tried, Michael, I prayed about it. You know what I used to do? I'd pray that he told me it was okay, or he told me to leave it alone. Amen. Then once he gave me the answer, I let it go. I trusted him. Yeah. It seems like now we trust in everything but him. So he, I'm going to go back over now. For all that, in the 16th verse, it said, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not the Father, is not of the Father, but is of this world. So that's the things of the world we can't love. Pride is one of them. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. It seems like lust is our problem. And it says, and the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I want to go over here and read just a little bit out of John 15, and we might read that up John 17, but we always say this is what he prayed, and he prayed for his disciples there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it is. But he also prayed that me and you, in the 17th chapter, of course. He said, in the 12th verse of the 15th chapter, he said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, it may be give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I'm going to ask you a question. Does the world hate you? Does it? Are you different? Or do you just fit in? See, if we're his, he's saying it should hate us. Why? Because we're different. That's why he's originally hated him. But it seems like for me, I don't know, I can't say about you, but it seems like for me, I fit in just way too well. And I'm ashamed of that. And I don't want to fit in it. I want to fit in with him. I want to fit in with God's people. I want to be different. And that's what I was talking about. I remember people being different. I remember going out, and as I was a boy, Bobby Hale moved down there below me in that brick house. He had a barn there behind it, a backer barn. And I remember going out as a boy, and I could hear him at my house a quarter mile away. I could hear that man. Down there in that old backer barn, you could hear him calling out on the Lord. Lord, send Rocky Mount. He loved Rocky Mount. Send Rocky Mount Church of Revival. Lord, help my family. Stanley King lived there below me. Right there below me, I can hear him down there in that barn. Lord, help us. I wonder how many children have walked around out of that area anymore than hear Jeff Likens called on the name of the Lord. Through the years, they might have heard me and my wife and our arguing. But probably very few times they ever heard us praying and calling out on God. Love not the world and the things that are of the world. And now, He's praying to the Father, and now I come to thee. These things I speak unto thee, the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. I pray you not thou wouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Love not the world. We're to love God. We're to love his church. I've heard it over and over. People got to get up. Heard it all my life, ever since I've been saved. And if this hurts your feelings, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to wake you up. People get up and say, I love the Lord. I love this church. And I want y'all to forgive me for some things I've been doing. I've been out in the world, and I need y'all's forgiveness. And the next Sunday, you don't see them. And the next Sunday, you don't see them. And the next Sunday, you don't see them. And then the next revival roll around, they show up, and they get up, and they say, I love the Lord this morning. Do we? Do we love him?
If we love him, we'll serve him. We serve ourselves. That's the reason these children don't see what I saw growing up. Y'all heard me tell it. Brother Stanley King, he moved over to West Virginia. He had a job. His wife was working at American Greens. She had a good job. He had a good job at Fleetwood. They had a little house right there beside us. I believe it was about 20 acres of ground. Everything was going good. He left everything he had. I watched the house just fall down. The roof started bending in on it. Before long, it just fell. Jason went down there with an excavator and cleaned it all up. That man loved the Lord. He worked at Fleetwood, and there's a little boy lived beside him. And he took up coaching a baseball team where that little boy would learn about Jesus. He didn't want him to know that till he died. I found out years later. That's the kind of thing I grew up around. They didn't love the world. They love God. So if you want to know the difference between now and then, there's your difference. It was people that hated the world. And they didn't just say they hated the sin. They lived their life right in and at us. Love God. They love Rocky Mountain Church. They taught us, and somehow we got away from it. And I'm telling you, if we don't change, our children and our grandchildren ain't going to understand. There should be a separation between us and the world. Not that we're no better or anything like that, but we should be different. We should be a peculiar people. So this next week, I've been on a covenant thing a whole lot lately. I wish we'd enter in a covenant that we'd just let the things of the world go a little bit. I know you still got to go to work. I ain't telling you not to quit your job. I ain't saying that. But next weekend, when it comes time where you might have to make a choice where you take your kids to a baseball game or to a revival on Saturday morning, take the right stand. And when the ball coach says, I'm just not too happy about this, I want you to know the world's not going to be happy when you serve God. We need revival.
Amen.
Our kids need to see us living our lives accordingly. I want little Harvey and Logan and Easton, Natty and Lane and Mia to someday after a while to say their pa and their nanny, their papa and nanny was good, God-fearing people. I want them to say, I remember they never ate a meal without blessing the food. I want them to be able to say, my papa prayed out there next to that wood stove. I want them to be able to see God in my life. I'd rather them see that. I'd rather leave them that. As leave them a farm. As leave them $1 million.
It will perish. That's what it said. The lust of this world will perish. It'll go away. But if I have grandbabies, I want them to enter into eternal life. And how do they do that? It's by trusting in God. Stop loving the world. Stop serving the world and start serving God. That's my thought. I pray somebody, some little kid will come along and tell you someday that the love of money is root of all evil. And you have to repent from it.